stuff to do you harm. Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers, and we're at the end of our Rolling Stones block. That was going to be it, and then I got a request from Michelle Meadows, and she wanted to hear some new Rolling Stones. We do have new Rolling Stones. I'm not sure what order they're in, because it's actually, I'm playing from the CD that I ripped into the system, and then they're not in order when you do that. I mean, order. She said she liked the first few ones the best. I don't think this is one of the first few ones I'll play, but I don't know what order they're in here.
Right, yeah, they do get jumbled up.
Yeah, I did have. I could tell you if I could find the CD. I actually bought that on CD.
Yep.
And I wrote a nice dedication to the station on it from A Crash Course for the Ravers.
And what happened?
What do you think? Someone took it home for sure. It's gone. Jerks. I hate people. I really
Maybe
do.
Maybe they just played it and they misplaced it somewhere. Yeah. Maybe.
Give those jerks the benefit of the doubt. Anyway, luckily it's in the system. So here we go. I don't know. You know, last week I played the title track, Blue and Lonesome, from it. That's
you
the
did.
Title
yep.
from the album. This week I'll go with something Zeppelin used to cover themselves all the time.
Okay.
I Can't Quit You, Baby. Let's hear the Stones do it.
That'd be great.
Okay. There's actually a little noise Mick Jagger makes in this that, like, I've never heard him before. It's I don't know how many seconds in. It's towards the beginning. But listen when he gets really high pitched. It's kind of funny.
Makes it his own.
I don't know. I think maybe Charlie pinched him in the bum. It's new Stones on MFO.
Thank you.
you go. Some brand spanking new stones right there.
There you go.
I for a second, I'm like, oh, he makes that weird noise in a different song. It's not this one. But he did.
And then he did it.
Yeah.
You had to wait for it.
It's more towards the middle of the song, not the beginning.
And it does sound like someone pinched his bum.
Now everyone's going to go, Brian thinks of men pinching each other's bums. No. All right. So people were requesting today.
I'm not seeing any of the requests.
I am. I am. Well, they're on my page, and they're on the Crash Course page on Facebook. Somebody saw that, you know, earlier in the show, I played a bunch of Ramones. It's demos and outtakes from their 40th anniversary collection. And if you want to hear that and you missed it, go to the archives at WMFO.org, schedule, go to a Crash Course for the Ravers. You can find it after this show. I don't think it goes up till after this show. You know, if they wanted to hear the beginning and missed it,
they're going to wait a little bit.
Yeah. So I was posting that I was going to play those Ramones songs, you know, play something from that album. And someone I've never heard of before came on there and goes, another Ramones fan in town? I thought I was the only one. Ha ha. Throw some New York Dolls and Stooges in the mix today. And I replied, better late than never. All those bands are staples of this show. Yes, you can. I don't think I've ever played a show without Stooges. Without Stooges and Dolls and Ramones.
Yeah.
So that guy's never, ever heard the show.
No. A new listener.
I think what I thought was really funny is another Ramones fan in town.
I know.
I don't think one of my friends isn't
a Ramones fan.
Everyone is.
Yeah.
So what
just
the
gotta come on over.
The heck is he talking about? Yeah, you're hanging out with the wrong crowd, buddy. And that's no fun.
Another day. No fun for my babe. No fun. No fun for my babe. No fun. No fun to be alone. Walking by my. Nobody else. Well, maybe go out, or maybe stay at home, or maybe call mom on the telephone. Well, come on, 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 well, come on. Well, come on. still sitting in the broad daylight. Cause I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm the chairman of a board. Cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am a world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
MFO.
Hello.
Hello.
It's John Macy. I called you back.
Hey, what's up, John?
I don't know. I'm just calling you back, man.
It's great. It's great that you did. I wanted you to because I wanted to play some Hummingbird Syndicate, but it's good to have you on the phone while I do that.
Well, the other thing that's... Remember, I think tomorrow is David Bowie's birthday, I think.
Is it
tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You gotta play something by David Bowie.
We'll do a threefer of that. You want to add something to it?
Queen Bitch?
Queen Bitch it is.
One of my faves.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs. He sounds so happy on that song. That's what's amazing about that song. He just sounds like he's thrilled.
Sounds great. Yes, why don't I play Hummingbird Syndicate, your band, and then I'll do Queen Bitch.
Yeah, cool. So hopefully we could have a sound as good as that. So we'll probably sound like crap next to that, but we'll try. We do our best, right?
No, you're going to sound fabulous
we
next to it.
We always make it work, yes.
It's John
well,
Macy.
To call you back and say hi. Good show. I've been listening.
Thank you, John. John of Hummingbird Syndicate. What? Also, Macy's Parade. What other bands, John?
Fox Pass.
Right, Fox Pass.
Dickie and the Desires. That was the band that actually had the hit songs, but that's a long time ago.
What was that band?
Tom, Dickie and the Desires. You guys get the records there, actually.
Oh, okay. I'll look for it.
Yeah, that's like 1981. We actually had a hit song, Downtown Talk, but that's obviously a long time ago.
I probably have heard it, and I just didn't realize it, John. I'll check it out.
Yeah, because it's different. You know, I was the songwriter, but I wasn't the singer.
Right.
But anyway, thanks for playing our stuff. And if you can, mention that we're playing Dedham Square Coffee House on January 21st, two Saturdays from now.
Well, you're on the air,
you
so you just
it.
Did.
Oh, I'm on the air. It's good that I didn't say anything. I didn't swear or anything.
I started the conversation but with you're on the air, didn't I? I hope I did. You're on the air, John.
I don't know. Maybe you did and I wasn't listening. Well, hello to everyone out there in MFO land. Brian, you're carrying the flame for us, man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, take care.
You too. Right. This is John Bye-bye. Macy's Bye-bye. Band, Hummingbird Syndicate, brand new from them on 91.5 WMFO.
1, 2, 3, 4. Too much.
places below. Father. Whoa, our hearts in the basement, our weekends in an all-time low. Like he's down on the street and he's trying hard to force this to flow. She's hoping to score while I can't see her letting it go. Look out of your heart, look out of your mind. Well, she's so swishy in a sign in a tie, in a brown golden bibbidi bobbidi hat. Look out, I could do better than that. Oh, she's an old-time ambassador of street-walking, night-walking games. And she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. Well, if she says she can do it, then she can do it. She'd never make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter sucked in her brains. Now she's leaving him on, to lay her right down. Yes, she's leaving him on, and she lay her right down. Well, that could have been me, yes, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? So I throw both his bags down the hall and I'm phoning the cab. My stomach feels small, there's a taste in my mouth, but there's no taste at all. It could have been me, yes it could have been me. What did I say, what did I say? No, 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 she's so swishy in her side.
David Bowie. Yes, it is his birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, David Bowie. I'm glad John mentioned that. I would have played Bowie anyway today.
Well, yeah, I was going to make sure we got to him.
I mean, the show is named after a Bowie lyric. A crash course for the ravers. So we started that off with Hummingbird Syndicate, guitar star, David Bowie, cracked actor, Queen Bitch there. If you haven't heard that one, that's because it was something from the Beeb. Bowie at the Beeb, the best of the BBC radio sessions, 68 to 72. I'd say that was 72.
Really?
I think. So the other night, New Year's Eve, we were at John Keegan's. And a lot of
bonfire.
People there. Yeah, great, great party, bonfire, lots of great musicians. He's got a good setup back in the barn. And you know, they played a lot of songs, and I chimed in on some, and there were some...
Oh, you did?
There were some Bowie songs sung, and we tried Panic in Detroit.
You just sang that?
I totally messed up the lyrics. I forgot how it went.
A lot of lyrics, yeah.
Well, a lot of strange lyrics, and yeah. I forgot how it went, and so we didn't quite make it through that. It was funny.
Did they get the hook?
Yeah. The next morning, I posted under something John put up there. I put, hey, John, call everybody back. I just remembered how Panic in Detroit went. Well, I like to play things a little different. I know that one's like mainstream as far as Bowie goes.
It's still a great song.
I'm going to play one. It actually says bonus tracks from Scary Monsters. Panic in Detroit's originally from Aladdin Sane, but...
Let's see what they did.
Scary Monsters bonus tracks, and it's shorter, so...
Yeah, let's...
I know I've played it before, but I can't remember what's different. Let's go for it, huh? MFO!
Oh, yeah. ¶¶ What the problem was at John Keegan's party?
What?
That's the version I was trying to do.
Okay.
They were doing a different version than me.
Yeah.
That's what it was. All right. I feel much better now. MFO.
casino. Freedom fighters died up on the hill. They signed a red flag, they won a black one. After they died, it was Buckingham Hill. Cooper buses went up in flashes. The Irish too, French sailors, British bombs, Chateau de Bourses, Cigarinos, those written above.
WMFO in Bedford with The Clash going out to Steve Bowie before that, Panic in Detroit. No, Johnny Thunders before that. Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, Pirate Love. That was actually demo sessions, length demo sessions. Bowie before that, I'd say that was another demo. From Scary, bonus track from Scary Monsters. Queen Bitch in there, Cracked Actor. Guitar star from Hummingbird Syndicate, and you know the rest. Have a request, 855-915-9636. We do have a few requests here, and I got sent, like usual, you know, I get sent a lot of CDs. So if, like, you sent me one, and you're going, you know, Brian should have had that by now, give me a reminder, because, you know, it's probably, it might be around, and... This one's around.
Yeah, okay.
Joe Mazzari sent me one, and it's his new band. Joe's played with a lot of local bands around here, and he actually played a little bit with Johnny Thunders, I think, like in the early 80s.
Okay.
Joe Mazzari. And his new band is 61 Ghosts, and we're going to play a track from it. He sent me. This one goes out to Joe. Heartbeat. On the cold steel track.
lonesome, even in my dreams. When you're here, I don't feel quite so low. When you got it in as bad as it seems. At the top of the stairs, I pled with her to take a ride. Those watery eyes had lost all care. She said, I'll meet you at the grave, goodbye. Hold me, oh, hold me. Squeeze me so hard. Find an anchor. We've been drifting far too long. When she's here, I must remember to thank her. Everyone else is long, long gone. If I keep on floating without a fight, waves will keep us in constant motion. Find an anchor, baby, hold on tight. Float alone across that vast gray ocean.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it.